Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Kaufland bringt Frische in dein Leben. Mit mehr als 400 täglich frisch gelieferten Obst- und Gemüseartikeln. Mehr als 1500 frischen Molkereiprodukten direkt vom Erzeuger. Und zwar auch in Bio, laktosefrei, vegan und sogar in High Protein. Dazu kommen knusprig frische Backwaren. Mehrmals täglich frisch aus dem Ofen. Außerdem herzhaft frisches Fleisch aus eigener Produktion und von ausgewählten Landwirten. Kaufland, hier bin ich richtig. Richtig frisch!
Sandspans Radio, kiss your mates.
Hey everyone, just letting you know that we've launched a video-only YouTube channel, Sandspans Cinemascope. Right now you can watch a Let's Play of Never Alone, and in the upcoming weeks and months we'll be throwing up even more content. We hope. Now, enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 7 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously...
Chilled and slightly static pieces of ghoul strike at Zilly. Literally everyone is blinded. And you don't hear Daniel cry out in pain, so you're pretty sure you got the
ghoul. Oh my god, am I dead? Am I dead?
Is the ghoul just going to eat me alive, you actual motherfuckers?
Is everyone stuck? Right?
No, there's a certain logic there, you're right. I guess Mr. Fist is just like, danger, danger,
yeah,
panic!
Yeah, Mr. Fist is kind of like in a serious panic.
Please don't send Wesley blind.
But he's got load Wesley up with the spell of Chill Touch, mm-hmm. and then get him to chuff along to the pool.
I don't care! I thought I was getting eaten!
So, in the aftermath of the fight, you survey the battlefield that, while blind, seemed so much more confusing.
Oh... Okay, I'm gonna yell at Zilly.
I'm like, gonna deserve it.
What the fuck? Why were we...
You give him what type of potion, sorry?
Cure moderate wounds, please. Cool.
I almost wanna smack it out of your hands.
No. A lot of the wounds you dealt to him heal over.
Good. See?
I was paralyzed for a lot of it. I don't know who's to blame.
A. Why are we blind? B. Why is Daniel in a web? C. What are you doing?
He's still trapped in the web, by the way. No one's freed
him. I would like to help him out of the web, I guess, afterwards.
No. Just don't. Right. Daniel deals with Daniel.
Daniel will struggle out of the web as you guys have this conversation.
We have to just... What the fuck?
The ghouls are dead. Everyone's fine. Let's chuff off, guys, gang.
It's not the takeaway message. If you're going to do something like you're with your witch powers again...
Sorceress.
Maybe think about it before you kill us all.
Well, the ghouls are dead. Are they not dead?
They're, yes.
Well, whatever I call
they're
them.
They're dead, but for a while,
we're fine,
Cassius
aren't we?
Was non-responsive. Daniel over here, you went into some kind of fugue state.
I thought I'd die.
What happened to you, Daniel?
I thought heaven was just an endless black void where you couldn't feel and all you could do was think and hear an owl panicking.
Everyone could hear that the entire way through. Is that a monkey or an owl?
Made a ape noise.
Hyperventilating owl. Zilly, just come here. Just come here for a sec.
I'd like to go a little bit closer, but further enough that he can't hit me.
No, come here.
No.
Just come close.
You're not my dad. I don't have a dad. We've been friends.
Take two steps to you with two fingers and just smack you on the nose.
I'll take it.
Just no.
All right.
Yeah, you hit the nose.
Yeah, good. No.
Oddly silent for a while as I contemplate the last couple minutes of my life.
That's all you were able to do during those minutes.
I don't know what was happening to me. I didn't know.
How's everyone
dead.
Feeling? Are we all okay?
Daniel unsteadily gets up onto his feet.
I'll be okay, Daniel.
I'll be fine. His like rage has ended. He's like wiping away the foam at the corners of his mouth.
Starting to get the feeling maybe Carl Hoff isn't here.
Maybe.
Cassius, quick, let's sure. just time out for a sec. Don't run ahead of everybody.
All right. Okay. Counterpoint.
Yep.
You're not the boss of me.
Uh-huh. It's a good counterpoint. Counterpoint. You nearly got us killed.
Counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We're alive. Run ahead.
There's another door out of this room. You going for that? Okay.
It's stuck again. I grab him.
Well, we'll get into this then. You were technically standing in the way, Edric, so I'm going to allow you to make a grapple. Are you armed, Cassius? Do you have your weapon out?
No.
No? Okay.
Are my
fists weapons? Yeah, you have your fist. Yeah, if you want, you can get a free attack against him as he does this. If your attack is successful, the grapple automatically fails.
Yeah, all right. Why not? I'm game.
So much. Okay. You, like, take a swing, Cassius, but Edric just ducks underneath that.
You swung at me? You piece of shit.
But you failed to, like, grab onto Cassius. Cassius is a slippery little dwarf.
Adam, I would like to run in between them and then use my level one spell on Edric.
What? Which level one spell?
I just need to double check that I think I've got one left for the day. I would like to use Charm Person on Edric.
Poor Edric. This is not what he signed up for.
Okay, then.
I'm trying to protect you guys.
We're alive.
Can you go to the page? I just want to make sure. The page with the spells per day. Do you remember where that page is?
I have...
Yep, you're looking at it now. I'm looking... Oh, no. I don't need to know that. I need to know. Okay. It should say spell DC. For first level spells, what's your spell DC? That's how hard they are to resist.
16.
16? Cool. So you need to make a will save of 16, Mr. Edric.
Good luck.
Anybody else
your
imagine...
Your will modifier is zero.
These exact, like... You events fail. Happening as oh. children.
So, no.
Like, oh, let's run down Edric the forest.
Hey, guys, Edric failed. He now has to be my friend.
So,
I was never not your friend.
The way it works
He'll
is...
calm down.
Edric, you now, like, you probably did before, but you now consider fucking Zilly your friend. If you didn't before, you do now.
I do, okay.
You... You will reasonably allow her... Hang on. Actually, read the exact wording because I want to find it.
I love that there is a solid percentage of spells that I have used, if not 100%, have been used on Edric.
I think most of your spells have been used on at least people in your team.
Yeah, I've used... Oh, I used a couple of magic missiles. They're all right.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking, have you used... Spells not on us.
Well, magic missiles on a wolf.
In fairness, the pyrotechnics was not meant to hit you guys. What I thought was going to happen was that the torch would then just turn up into a big torch and then the ghoul would burn to death and then I would be the hero. But instead I blinded you off.
So the spell does not enable you to control the charmed person as if it were an automaton, but it perceives your words and actions in the most favorable way. You can try to give the subject orders, but you must win an opposed charisma check to convince it to do anything it wouldn't ordinarily do. Retries are not allowed. Mm. An affected creature never obeys suicidal or obviously harmful orders, but a charmed fighter, for example, might believe you if you assured him that the only chance to save your life is for him to hold back an onrushing red dragon for, quotation marks, just a few seconds. Any act by you or your apparent allies that threatens the charmed person breaks the spell. You must speak the charmed person's language.
Okay. So Zilly,
we have ever told you just how great a person you are.
Not enough. Now, I think that what we should do...
Fuck you. That's what you said.
I would like to
You're
just
great.
Calm him down and like pretty much have my hands between them.
I
like,
was never not calm.
I know. I don't think Cassius
is standing near enough, long enough for you to put your hands between them.
But you guys were about to fight.
I was trying to stop him just running ahead.
I was trying to hit him, but I was swinging as I ran past.
Yeah,
Cassius, you freaked him. You freak to break down. You fail to break down the door.
I'm just going to turn around, cross my arms, lean up against the door and be like, what have I come back to? what is this?
Am I in an altered state of mind?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, is okay. Do you want to get through that door? Cassius?
I'll let you. You've got some stuff you
it's
guys
okay.
need to sort out,
it's,
clearly.
It's fine.
Well, can that I depends. Just... actually, Zilly has to say that, like, we should continue forward.
Oh, right.
And like the spell says, you perceive anything she says in the best possible light.
Okay.
Zilly, can I have a word?
Yes.
It's considered something of a faux pas to use something like charm, person, or mind control on someone you consider an ally. I know you've not been adventuring long, so clearly
Five
you don't know that.
5 hours
Cassius,
it lasts for. Great.
You guys were about... He's been shitty the whole time. He I thought he was going to hurt you. Hey, you can't yell at me.
You're like,
you
yeah,
can't yell
I
at
have
me.
Been you have been shitty. You're right,
Zilly. He's just been panicking. It's just going to calm him down. It's just...
So something that I find really works when I'm adventuring with a group of people is just using your words.
Well, nobody ever listens
what you
to my
have
words.
A problem
now,
with, and...
He was going to hurt you.
You know what? Look,
you
it's your beef.
Start a fight. I'd like to use... Oh, I don't have it. I was going to use it on you as well. But it was my last
God.
Level one spell
What's
of
Daniel
the day.
What's Daniel doing?
Do you have level two spells left? How many have you cast of them? Two, I think?
Yeah,
two.
Do you have more than two a day?
I have four.
You have four level two spells a day? Yeah, you can cast a lower level and a higher level slot. So you can cast it, but you waste one of your level two spells.
Son of a bitch.
You doing
I
it?
I would like to cast Charm Person
As
on
I'm like,
Cassius.
Look, it's just kind of not a done... Well. You know what? It's all right, really.
But fucking Cassius has a pretty strong will save.
Yeah.
Not that it mattered. Cassius is charmed as well.
Wonderful. Absolutely bloody dumb.
Yeah, you know
and,
what?
Fucking, what's his name? Daniel's an idiot. He doesn't know what happened.
You know what, Zilly? Sometimes it's fine, I guess.
I just want to reinforce to them that I'm doing it for their to protect us, so that we all get along.
That's
better.
So lovely of you. You're amazing, Zilly.
You are just handsome. Just
you're
the most handsome
as
we've ever.
Just a gorgeous young woman.
I would also like to kindly remind them that it's nice when they don't call me a witch or a shaman, and I prefer to be called a sorceress.
Have I been doing that so...
That's terrible.
I feel bad.
I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt your feelings. You're so amazing.
You are like...
Do you guys want to move on? Let's move on.
All right, moving on sounds like a great idea.
Sorceress, you know, extreme, supreme sorceress. What would you like?
Supreme sorceress
your
of
majesty?
The realm?
Your majesty? I don't know. You're just so good.
You deserve your majesty.
You guys
you
are
do.
Beautiful. But
you're the best. You're the reason I'm
Daniel
here, Zilly.
Like, the fuck is this?
You're the reason
Daniel
I'm here.
Daniel is like feeling a little woozy from all the magic that just hit him and also from the Warhammer that hit him in the fucking face earlier.
Did you want to go... Do you want to keep
let's
going?
Go through the door.
All right, good
start.
Idea.
All right, I'm just going to grab a Warhammer. I'm just going to smash that door down. Why not?
Yeah. Let's stick together, guys, as well.
You break the door like
That's
off its hinges.
That's a brilliant idea.
There's another dark
Why
corridor.
Why did I think of this? Why? I want to say I was saying we should stick together, but
no,
I never...
agree with you.
I think maybe you got the idea from Zilly.
I must have. Thank you, Zilly. Let's just go.
You'll need to light another torch because you lost the one.
I'll light my other torch
We'll light a torch, yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Charmed, we go through that door.
Goodness, Zilly. My goodness.
Also, what happens when it wears off?
That's what I was hoping you guys would not ask.
No, I'm asking Adam. Well, are we like...
It's
a spell.
It's technically up to me whether or not I choose to decide whether or not you guys understand what just happened. I don't know. I'll find out when it happens.
Right.
We'll cross that bridge when we come, though. I'm not sure what I feel.
But by that stage, you guys will
I
both...
I feel like we might throw you in a river.
By the time we get to that fridge...
I feel
fridge.
Like I'm gonna...
Fridge? Fridge. I said, okay.
Fifth Ed is a lot more bridge. Clear on this topic. In Fifth Ed, you know you've been charmed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna... In Fifth Ed, you throw him in a river. That's no, how you deal revenge.
In Fifth Ed, because it was a bit... like I just said, in the rules, it's like it doesn't state. So it's kind of up to the DM, but in 5th Ed, they're like, nah, the person just knows. So, who's leading?
Zilly.
Zilly?
She's amazing.
Zilly's the leader. How are we leading, Zilly? What would you like? Would you like me and Cassius to go ahead to protect you?
Or behind and let you take all the glory?
Now you guys are getting mean.
Man, they must be angry about something, Allie. What do you think that is?
How is that being mean? We're making all the decisions on you because you're the best.
I think,
your military prowess.
Leo.
Is great.
Sorry?
Your military prowess.
On point.
Thanks, guys. I would like to put
Edric.
Edric, thank you. I don't know why, but I had Bartleby in my head. I was like, we'll go with it. Edric at the front, because he seems more likely to know where we're going.
Of course, I'll do that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant idea.
You just keep out of trouble.
Yep. Yeah.
I lead the way.
But seriously, throwing her in a river is what I intend to do. That sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not. When I'm not, know. I will be like, oh, hey, pick you up under one arm, go to the nearest river, hurl you in.
Yeah, I'll be like, what are you doing? You're going to tell me? I'm going to be like, good. Good.
Yeah. You step on another trap.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it hurt.
Arrows shoot out of the wall.
You're doing good, Zilly.
Well, Superman's doing good. In this instance, it is actually correct.
Why is it my fault? Why can't you detect traps? It's not my fault.
You didn't tell me to.
It's not... Hold on. You're not a rogue. None of us are rogues.
No, Edric, you take 3 points of damage.
No, good. Whatevs.
Not even mad.
Wouldn't have been able to find the trap.
You're saying all the nice things, but there's just like this hint of fury, like it's bubbling under the surface. I'm super happy.
This is great.
Edric, you feel sleepy.
I'm so tired, guys.
You're pretty sure there's poison in your veins.
I'm pretty sure there's poison in my veins. I'm a little tired. Hey, Cassius, you can cure poison, yeah?
I can slow it down.
Awesome. Can you do that?
Is it the delay spell?
Yeah.
It won't affect it.
Ah.
It's already happened.
It'll affect it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Delay poison is like before you get hit poisoned.
Oh.
Let's just continue.
What do you suggest we do, Zilly?
I've been poisoned.
Our good friend has been poisoned.
Does anyone... A potion of cure moderate wounds will not help, will it?
Brilliant idea, but unfortunately not.
You want a potion of remove poison.
Very
Why
smart.
Don't we ever have those potions?
I prefer it this way.
That's all right. Do I know anything about this potion? Potion, poison.
Yes.
I can use detect poison. Will that tell me just if there's poison or the kind of poison?
It tells you the presence. Hang on, it doesn't matter though, because you are Edric. You haven't used this before, but like elves use this type of poison all the time, so you know a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. If like you get hit with the arrow, it's got the poison tipped on it. You either fall asleep straight away, or it'll just pass.
All right, cool guys, it's fine. I didn't fall asleep, so I'm good. I'm just a little bit nappy.
Okay.
It'll be like that for a little bit, but whatever. It won't affect you.
But hey, up to you, Zilly. Do we go on or do we have a quick sleep?
For 8 hours.
For 8 hours. What would you like?
Just slowly chuff on. Let's just everyone be on their guard.
Brilliant
traps.
Idea. All right.
Well done. You are a goddamn champion.
You're an A+ golden child.
King. I guess one.
I'm going to be in so much trouble when it wears off.
You're
going to actually go in a river. Like, get your swimming trunks on.
I might arrest you. I don't know if I have that ability, but I might.
You'll at least tell Herjo. Yep. See what she has to say.
Yeah.
But she won't be able to find you because you'll be in a river.
My God, you are so mad.
To be honest, I don't see what the problem is, guys. You guys were hostile. I made you not hostile.
We weren't that hostile.
And now we're moving on.
We're about to use our words to have a discussion.
Poor fucking shit.
No, it would have been a pun.
It would have been right. But that's how we communicate.
Husk firm, pride.
We're ex-lovers. It's great. We have that connection.
Yeah. We'd fight and then we'd
tell. I'm going to tell our mother figure.
Oh, yes.
You're going to get a wooden spoon.
You are going to get smacked by...
Maestra.
Mistra.
Mistra.
Mistra's going to... Yeah, she's going to
wooden
spoon her ass.
I think I'm going to move out.
Okay. You come to another one of those crypt doors. You want to make your check.
Mm-hmm. You want to... I'll just open it.
God damn. You know this one as well. Hang on.
Brilliant. I've started just learning elf names.
Good.
Sometimes I get bored. I read bawdy romance novels. That's my secret.
Sometimes you gotta keep yourself amused.
Gotta make your own fun.
Exactly.
I spend a lot of time on boats.
I heard boats are good.
Boats are alright.
I've never been on one.
Surely you've been on a little boat.
I think I'm gonna probably be on a boat when I get home. Real quick.
You're gonna be on a river. Not in a boat, just in the river. Cold.
Yeah, very cold. I can't imagine it's gonna be a pleasant time.
I don't know why you guys would suggest that. That doesn't seem like something some charmed people would say.
You're correct. Did we say river? We say we're gonna shower you with candy.
Are you ready?
Yep. And love.
This elf is, he's named Iparonin. Iperoni?
I'm writing him down, but I am.
Heart sigh.
Iperoni heart sigh.
Heart sigh.
All right. What did he do? Just another elf house? House leader?
He is also from a famous elven family, but you know a little bit about... You did a bit better on this check. You know a little bit about the family. Hmm. You know that they were like powerful wizards.
Okay.
Basically, their family was just famous for having powerful wizard blood in their line.
I'll let you know.
So you reckon there's like an undead wizard in here?
Maybe a lich, if we're lucky.
Oh, how good. Should we... I personally would think we should not keep going, but hey, what do you think we should do, Zilly?
Why would you not want to keep going? Where else can we go?
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Maybe we could try some other leads, but of course, I'll open the door. I grab my warhammer, smack open the door.
You don't check to see if they're locked.
We never have.
No.
You failed it. You, like, warhammer just skips off the metal.
I'm sorry, Zilly.
We're in like a tunnel, aren't we?
Pretty, oh, you're in like a crypt.
Yeah, but there's no real way, other way to go but forward.
Or back not, and out. Back
unless
and
you
out
missed a secret passage.
Somewhere else.
You didn't.
I'll try and open the door.
It opens.
Oh, it just opens.
Oh, there we go.
The figure, Edric, the figure you saw before, the humanoid figure with the black matted hair and white robes, is standing in the center of this crypt.
Hey, it's you. I wave.
Now that you've like a little bit closer, all of you see the figure as well. And now that you're a little bit closer, you can see that the figure is actually hovering. Like the feet are just visible below the robes.
Oh, you're flying. That's pretty cool.
Hovering just like a couple inches off the ground.
Zilly, I want to go and tackle him. Can I?
I want to talk to him and see what
the
we
creature
can
find. Has definite elven features. And when you open the door, it raises a finger and you just hear, "Get out! Get out!"
Hey, Zilly, I think we should tell him, do what he says, but before that, maybe we can ask him a question.
I want to punch him in the mouth.
You guys do whatever makes you feel good.
I try and punch him in the mouth.
You run into the room. Swing at the ghost, and the ghost just disappears.
That we knew that was
going to
happen.
I defeated it.
Where'd he go?
Get out! Get out!
Can we? We'll leave if we find out information about a man,
Carl Hoff.
Where's Carl Hoff? Tell us, or I'll punch you again.
You don't hear any response.
Okay.
What do you suggest we do, Zilly?
Keep going.
There an exit for this room?
Yeah, there's a door on the opposite side.
Is there anything in the room around?
Oh, yeah.
There's more, like, coffins. These ones are pristine, like, not disturbed, anything like that. You actually, like, it's so well-preserved here that you can see there's, like, plates and jugs and stuff. Like, offerings, basically, to the dead. Possessions that were left behind and stuff like that. Maybe, like, little pile of coins here or there. A lot of personal effects as well, that sort of stuff.
I'd like to ask Daniel if he thinks that Carl Hoff, like, we've gone through this dungeon a lot. We've had to smash our way through. I don't know if Carl Hoff is in here.
What do you want from me?
I just want your opinion and maybe think we could not be here anymore.
Oh, you're talking to Daniel.
Yes.
Sorry, I just got that.
Yeah.
Why am I here, Adam? Yeah. Why are we here?
Adam, I'm so ever tired.
That's a very existential question for someone who just fucking charmed two people to get them deeper in. Daniel shakes his head and says, got to keep going. Maybe there's a clue. They used to use this... He turns to you, Edric, and he says, they used to use this place as a base, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Well, maybe they left some clues behind them. He walks over to, like, one of the coffins, like, the pristine ones, drags it off the thing.
Oh, my God.
And, like, just breaks it on the ground and starts searching around the place.
Daniel, that's not going to help. You're just desecrating. Like, this is how the fucking war started. Maybe let's not destroy
it. It is.
That war we won, Daniel says.
Yeah, well, you're going to lose it because there's only four of us.
Sometimes I think we're the bad guys. But I don't want to say that out loud. Husqvarna Pride.
I find it hard to sleep with the souls of 1,000 elven children staring at me all the time.
Well, every single night.
How many fathers and mothers did I kill?
You don't know so Cassius? Because that's not something Cassius feels.
No, I was being... Oh, okay. This con over here.
Edric
over here, yeah.
Well, one more room. We'll try one more room,
of course,
guys.
We should try one more room. It's a great
brilliant
idea,
Zilly.
You are the best.
You're incredible.
Thank you, but...
Have you done something with your hair?
I have.
It looks good.
Thank you.
And the way you weave your spells around.
Spectacular.
Mm. Well, I spent a bit of time while walking getting chunks of ghoul.
Yeah.
Out, so thanks
like,
for
the more I think about it, like, being blind for a fight was a great idea.
No, you're being rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm saying it was an incredibly smart and good tactical maneuver.
I'm in so much trouble when you guys wear off.
Let's go through that door because Zilly told us to.
The opposite door is slightly ajar, so you don't need to break this one down.
Okay. Open it.
Good. You open it, keep going down this last corridor.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you reach the last door that you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. You're going to go one more room?
I mean,
well, there's another door. This one doesn't have any elf carved into it.
Could be the end.
It has an imprinting of one of the elven gods. You guys don't need a roll to know it. You just know one of the elven gods. How are you going in here?
What do you suggest, Zilly?
This door is also slightly ajar.
Yeah, go in.
Oh, of course. It's a great idea.
Walking up to the door first.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who is walking?
Oh, this boy, Eldrick. Okay.
Edric, as you approach the door, you get this horrible sense of foreboding.
Like, I don't like this, but Zilly told me it's going to
be okay.
You almost
feel like like from the door, some evil presence is coming through. Also, as you approach the door, you hear like chanting, something in Elven. Do you know Elven? I forget.
I do.
You do? Okay. It's a chanting to an Elven, like an ancient, long, long ago, the worship has stopped, Elven god. And you know that, well, it's a prayer. You catch snippets of things like, you get the general impression from what you hear that he is praying to bring an army of dead against the Nordic people.
All right.
How many people are in the room?
You haven't opened the door yet.
Oh. They're planning to attack us, Firma. Open the door.
Okay. The more you open the door, the more of this presence just like seeps out of it, like water coming out of a gasket or something like that as you open it more and more.
I'm ready, my warhammer.
You open the door to completion and it opens into this massive, massive chapel. The like arches that form the roof fade away into darkness that your torch and even dark vision and low light vision cannot see that far. There's pews lining the room. Most of them are dilapidated and somewhat crushed, but a lot of them still, are there. And on any pews that are still intact, the corpses of elves sit completely still and unmoving, as if they were watching or attending some sort of service. At the opposite end, an elf stands in deep blood red robes, hands stretched out into the air on either side of him. And he's chanting, facing away from the door you guys came in through.
Good.
At some sort of unholy arcane symbol, scratched. Not like properly made, but like someone has come and with hand and finger and nail scratched into the wall this arcane symbol. Everything about it feels wrong and evil.
I'd like to turn around like when we enter and just look at Zilly.
Yeah, same. Like, what do we do now?
Can I just... Before this
person is, he doesn't seem to notice you.
Can I just say, is there one guy at the front and then the rest are dead?
The rest are like corpses, yeah, as if they were here for a service.
Good enough. Guys, I'm going to, in a hushed voice, I'll be like, guys.
Daniel charges past all of you, screaming as he goes. He raises his spiked chain, swings it around his head, and starts screaming, I'll kill you. Kill you all.
Is he looking at your face, Ali?
Yep.
That's been me the whole play.
I know. I just had this moment. I was super prepared for it, like a big little pep talk. And be like, we'll do this. And then you're like, Daniel charges. And I just close my eyes.
Combat begins.
Just, if Daniel is charging,
you're not under a command. You can go charging.
Yeah, my protective nature of Daniel is probably going to be charging with Daniel then. Singing, brr, it's cold, it's here. It must be something in the atmosphere as the cold in my warhammer just charges up. And as I'm getting there, I have a quick thought in my head, which is, Zilly, fuck, that girl is great.
Yeah. Oh, my character's going to die.
You're just going to be in a river. It's fine.
It's
going to be super fine. You'll be right. I promise.
I don't know what it's just like. You know when you're mad and you just don't know what you want to do. You're mad. that.
Put all of your energy into killing that guy.
That's what's gonna happen. But I'm not mad yet.
But we will be.
Okay, so the elf spins around when Daniel enters the room and screams and charges and swings his spiked chain around.
We shouldn't have brought him. He's trouble.
When he spins around, see that one half of this elf's face is like wizen and gaunt. Like half of him is 80 years old. The other half of him is covered in like this frosted ice. And you can't actually see skin underneath. It's like so covered in ice.
Gross, wonderful.
Super gross. Mm.
The elf extends a hand forward and a bolt of energy. He's like still doing this sermon. A bolt of energy leaps from it and strikes at Daniel.
Panico. Oh, well. Hey, it's not like we took him all the way through here just to die. You have any spells left, Cassius?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, cool. So you can heal if need be.
Yeah.
The bolt strikes just in front of where Daniel was instead of like where Daniel will be, but he gave it too much lead. And a massive explosion of fleckling rocks pepper the area. Daniel charges straight through it without even like flinching.
He's mad, guys. He's mad. Why did we bring him along? He's Dilly? Obviously the
Yeah, why did we bring him along?
Wrong.
It's a good point.
Dilly.
I wish I'd made it myself.
This chapel is like big. You're 100 feet away from this guy.
I'd like to move 20 feet forward.
Uh-huh.
And then fire my crossbow.
Okay.
See, at useful, guys.
Elf,
look at
presumably.
Me. Oh, yes.
You gotta ask.
I forgot that part. Okay, you hit him with the bolt. It, like, you know how he has his hands, like, each one outstretched to either side? Your bolt, like, goes straight through and nearly lobs off one of his hands.
That's good. Maybe
it's like hanging on strings.
Stretching. Stretching out he was. And then I shot him in the hand.
Okay, Edric, it's your turn.
Charge with the warhammer, with a cold imbue, and try and get him in the face.
Okay. Your movement speed, you're wearing full plate, right?
Half plate, sorry.
Your movement speed is hampered by the half plate, so you're only moving 20 feet rather than, I know it says 30 feet on your thing, but you're only moving 20 feet. So in a turn, if you moved tactically, you would move 40 feet. Otherwise, you could do a run action, which means you take penalties to being like people attacking you. So you're more likely to be hit, but you could get, 60 feet instead. And then on your next turn, you'd be able to attack.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. Run so you
him.
Just like start sprinting in. Daniel is still way ahead of you, though. He's like nearly completely crossed this room.
God damn.
If
we could have snucked up on him.
Cassius?
God damn it, Daniel. I'd like to cast Summon Nature's Ally and then run as far as up to him as I can.
Okay. Do you know what you can summon?
No, let's find out.
What level spell is it?
3.
Can you please tell us what you're doing? Like, what is that? It sounds so magical.
That's I can't stop to let you know in the middle of a fight.
No, while he's
I can't
looking
be like,
it up.
I'm summoning Summon Nature's Ally!
I meant to me.
I used it as Criff a couple times. It's the Justice Beat.
Justice Beat!
But maybe a return?
It's a similar spell, except like specifically for nature.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can summon an ape, a dire weasel, a dire wolf, a giant eagle, a lion.
I think you had
a giant
ape.
Owl.
Lion.
A satyr. You can't just summon a shark, but
you had me at eight.
I can read Jackson like a book sometimes, and you could have just stopped.
You're gonna summon an ape. It'll appear on your next turn.
I know.
Okay, and then you can move 30 feet into the room.
Cool.
Okay.
Why would you not summon an ape, Allie? If given
my
the
favorite
option.
Thing about summon Nature's Ally is that if you summon like a satyr, that's just like a guy, and he's like, "Yeah, I did the job," and you're like, "Anyway, mate,
off you go." See you later.
He's like, "All right." Ciao. What if you are a satyr? You're like, oh, sorry, lads.
Gotta go. Are you summoning from... I'm not sure where it comes from.
Just like having dinner with his family. Oh, gotta go.
I gotta be somewhere.
Okay. That was Cassius. Daniel's turn. Daniel finishes clearing the space. He gets right up to the elf and swings the spiked chain at him.
There's a lot of elf bodies. I don't know if Karl Hoff is here, guys.
I don't think Karl Hoff is
here. I just have a sing suspicion they're going to raise up and attack us, but you know what?
If we kill
I'm
him
not
going to
voice
enough,
that because she didn't remind me. Because
Zilly's just
I'm
fucking
sure
the best, right?
You're not a mindless automaton.
Yeah,
you have a mind of your own and are able to make decisions.
If we kill him quick enough, the dead bodies won't come to life. True. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We need to be efficient, like Cassius
Brilliant.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did good. I'm bringing an ape to a zombie fight.
The force of the spiked chain nearly knocks this elf just down onto the ground. The elf, like, his, like, sermon, like, wavers, but he still isn't stopping.
Awesome.
God damn.
Then it is... Ah, yes.
Whose turn could it be? And if our heroes survive that turn, will they find Karl Hoff here in the chapel? Find out next time on Husfirma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt. Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.